Task 2. You will hear part of a program. Read through the notes below and complete them by filling in the gaps with the exact words you hear. Gap 0 is an example. Now read the notes.
This is your tech news briefing for Monday, January 3rd. I'm Zoe Thomas for the Wall Street Journal. Well, it's a new year, and that means new tech. What kind exactly? Well, we've rounded up our team of experts to discuss the gadgets and trends they can't wait to get their hands on this year. On today's show, WSJ tech columnist Christopher Mims, personal tech columnist Nicole Nguyen, and senior personal tech columnist Joanna Stern will be here to talk us through the tech they think will get better, get cheaper, and do more for us. Predicting the future, especially in a fast-paced industry like technology, can feel futile. But those who keep an eye on the latest tech developments, speak to tech leaders, and test out new gadgets themselves have developed a pretty good intuition for what's coming next. And who better than the WSJ's very own tech columnist to discuss what they're keeping an eye out for in 2022. Christopher Mims, Nicole Nguyen, and Joanna Stern, thanks for joining us.
Hey.
Hey. Where else would we be?
You know, in the last couple of years, we've seen a boom in electric car sales. Christopher, people keep predicting that EVs are going to replace gas vehicles. When is that going to happen? Is it this year?
Well, that'll happen when consumers decide that they want that to happen. The main thing slowing it down is new cars are expensive. People are holding on to cars longer than ever. So the turnover of the sort of cumulative U.S. fleet is getting slower. But, you know, we're already at a point where you can buy an electric vehicle that, especially after federal incentives, will cost you less than a comparable gasoline vehicle. We have crossed that threshold in a couple of instances. And, you know, this despite the global chip shortage. You know, it's not just about luxury EVs anymore.
I guess we can't talk about future tech without talking about the metaverse. And we heard a lot about the metaverse last year. But the other thing we heard was it's just not here yet. So, Joanna, how much closer are we going to be in 2022?
I'm not really sure when the metaverse is going to be here. Might never be here. But in 2022, we're going to hear a lot more about mixed reality or virtual reality and maybe augmented reality. But all of these things are really going to be possible through headsets. And they all have slight differences about how they work. But the idea is that we're going to have digital objects that we see through these glasses.
And Joanna, one of the other things that we sometimes hear when we're discussing the metaverse is about, you know, blockchain and then related to that, digital currencies. I feel like every time I hear about digital currencies, I just feel like I'm behind the ball, but also like it's just this volatile investment that folks like Elon Musk are getting into. When is digital currency going to become something that we're actively using? I mean, does anything change this year?
Yeah, and I think just to set the kind of record straight for listeners, is there's been a lot of conflation of these terms, right? We've been hearing Web3 and blockchain and NFTs and metaverse, and all of these terms have popped up really towards the end of 2021. And everyone's talking about them like they're the same thing. And they kind of relate, but they don't always relate. But with the sense of Web3, it's the metaverse could build on some aspects of it in the sense that with Web3, the idea is that we are going to have a more decentralized internet where we don't rely on these big tech companies to power everything we do. And so instead, we've got smaller companies and we own our things. We own specific cryptocurrency or NFTs that enable us to bring that to this new web and this new structure of the web.
All right, so we're talking about new gadgets. Likely means some of us are going to be throwing out some of our old gadgets. But we hear a lot of tech companies talk about wanting to be more sustainable, wanting to reduce their carbon footprint. So, Nicole, in 2022, are we going to get any closer to that?
That's exactly right. In every major tech keynote last year, there was some mention of a way in which that company was making a pro-climate statement or action. Most major tech companies had committed to allocating some of their energy consumption to renewables. But what was different last year is we saw consumer products that actually featured some of these pro-climate initiatives. So Microsoft made a mouse with recovered ocean plastic. Apple's new models contained recycled materials, down to some of the rare earth materials in the chip itself, not just the aluminum on the outside. Amazon's new Echo display was also made with recycled plastics and features this low energy mode when it's idle. So it shows that a lot of these tech companies are thinking about ways in which their consumer products can also be sustainable. But a lot of folks that I spoke to said that the real problem isn't just low-powered products and recycled materials and products, it's that the industry develops products with a very short lifespan and that they're hard to repair and often end up in landfills after a couple of years. And so in order to really save the environment, a lot of these companies will have to make hardware with repairability in mind.
Well, it certainly sounds like there is a lot to look forward to in 2022, hopefully. Thank you guys so much for joining us. That's our tech columnist, Christopher Mims, personal tech columnist, Nicole Nguyen, and senior personal tech columnist, Joanna Stern. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Zoe.
And that's it for today's tech news briefing.
Now, listen again.
This is your tech news briefing for Monday, January 3rd. I'm Zoe Thomas for the Wall Street Journal. Well, it's a new year, and that means new tech. What kind exactly? Well, we've rounded up our team of experts to discuss the gadgets and trends they can't wait to get their hands on this year. On today's show, WSJ tech columnist Christopher Mims, personal tech columnist Nicole Nguyen, and senior personal tech columnist Joanna Stern will be here to talk us through the tech they think will get better, get cheaper, and do more for us. Predicting the future, especially in a fast-paced industry like technology, can feel futile. But those who keep an eye on the latest tech developments, speak to tech leaders, and test out new gadgets themselves have developed a pretty good intuition for what's coming next. And who better than the WSJ's very own tech columnist to discuss what they're keeping an eye out for in 2022. Christopher Mims, Nicole Nguyen, and Joanna Stern, thanks for joining us.
Hey.
Hey. Where else would we be?
You know, in the last couple of years, we've seen a boom in electric car sales. Christopher, people keep predicting that EVs are going to replace gas vehicles. When is that going to happen? Is it this year?
Well, that'll happen when consumers decide that they want that to happen. The main thing slowing it down is new cars are expensive. People are holding on to cars longer than ever. So the turnover of the sort of cumulative U.S. fleet is getting slower. But, you know, we're already at a point where you can buy an electric vehicle that, especially after federal incentives, will cost you less than a comparable gasoline vehicle. We have crossed that threshold in a couple of instances. And, you know, this despite the global chip shortage, you know, it's not just about luxury EVs anymore.
I guess we can't talk about future tech without talking about the metaverse. And we heard a lot about the metaverse last year, but the other thing we heard was it's just not here yet. So, Joanna, how much closer are we going to be in 2022?
I'm not really sure when the metaverse is going to be here, might never be here, but in 2022, we're going to hear a lot more about mixed reality or virtual reality and maybe augmented reality, but all of these things are really going to be possible through headsets, and they all have slight differences about how they work, but the idea is that we're going to have digital objects that we see through these glasses.
And Joanna, one of the other things that we sometimes hear when we're discussing the metaverse is about, you know, blockchain and then related to that, digital currencies. I feel like every time I hear about digital currencies, I just feel like I'm behind the ball, but also like it's just this volatile investment that folks like Elon Musk are getting into. When is digital currency going to become something that we're actively using? I mean, does anything change this year?
Yeah, and I think just to set the kind of record straight for listeners, is there's been a lot of conflation of these terms, right? We've been hearing Web3 and blockchain and NFTs and metaverse, and all of these terms have popped up and popped up really towards the end of 2021. And everyone's talking about them like they're the same thing. And they kind of relate, but they don't always relate. But with the sense of Web3, it's the metaverse could build on some aspects of it in the sense that with Web3, the idea is that we are going to have a more decentralized internet where we don't rely on these big tech companies to power everything we do. And so instead, we've got smaller companies and we own our things. We own specific cryptocurrency or NFTs that enable us to bring that to this new web and this new structure of the web.
All right, so we're talking about new gadgets. Likely means some of us are going to be throwing out some of our old gadgets. But we hear a lot of tech companies talk about wanting to be more sustainable, wanting to reduce their carbon footprint. So, Nicole, in 2022, are we going to get any closer to that?
That's exactly right. In every major tech keynote last year, there was some mention of a way in which that company was making a pro-climate statement or action. Most major tech companies had committed to allocating some of their energy consumption to renewables. But what was different last year is we saw consumer products that actually featured some of these pro-climate initiatives. So Microsoft made a mouse with recovered ocean plastic, Apple's new models contained recycled materials, down to some of the rare earth materials in the chip itself, not just the aluminum on the outside. Amazon's new Echo display was also made with recycled plastics and features this low energy mode when it's idle. So it shows that a lot of these tech companies are thinking about ways in which their consumer products can also be sustainable. But a lot of folks that I spoke to said that the real problem isn't just low-powered products and recycled materials in products, it's that the industry develops products with a very short lifespan and that they're hard to repair and often end up in landfills after a couple of years. And so in order to really save the environment, a lot of these companies will have to make hardware with repairability in mind.
Well, it certainly sounds like there is a lot to look forward to in 2022, hopefully. Thank you guys so much for joining us. That's our tech columnist, Christopher Mims, personal tech columnist, Nicole Nguyen, and senior personal tech columnist, Joanna Stern. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Zoe.
And that's it for today's tech news briefing.
This is the end of task 2.